Welcome to TerryWilson3.com, the show committed to helping you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. Everybody
take your places. Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to TerryWilson3.com, episode 187. Let me ask you a question. Do you ever feel stuck? Do you ever feel stuck in life, or stuck in your career, or stuck in your job, or stuck in a routine that's just become mundane to you, and you're trying to figure out how in the world do I get out of this just daily grind, this thing that's just wearing on me? You know, we all can get stuck. Even if you're an entrepreneur, even if you're working for yourself, like I advocate everyone should do, you know, sometimes we just get stuck. We get stuck in a routine that may or may not be helpful for our end results that we're wanting to achieve, our goals, where we want to go in life, what we want to have in life. And so being stuck is something that we all face from time to time. You know, yesterday was a privilege for me. It was Sunday, and I got to speak at my home church, which is like speaking with your family, which is always fun to do because you just get to hang out, and it's a little more relaxed environment, and just have fun. Well, one of the things I was talking about was being stuck and how to get out of being in that mode and start in a different direction. But one of the things about getting started in a new direction is those first few moments, those first few days, those first few hours of trying something different sometimes can be overwhelming. You know, one of the things at TerryWilson3.com, when people come on as a new rep, a new agent, and they're starting this new career or this new venture or this new opportunity, sometimes they get frustrated in the first few days or first week or 2 weeks, however long it takes them to acclimate to our systems and our service and our software and what we do. And the tendency is, and thank God most of them don't, but it does happen occasionally. People get so frustrated and get so overwhelmed that they simply quit. They simply give up. Give up on their dreams. Give up on their ambitions. Give up on the very reason they wanted to start this new venture. Now, that's the exception, not the norm, thank God, or we wouldn't have a business. But for you guys out there, whether you're with me or doing something else, if you feel stuck and you've started this new venture, you decided, I'm not going to stay where I'm at here anymore. I'm actually going to do something for myself, for my life, for my career, for the potential that I know that I have on inside of me, then let me tell you, it's like launching a rocket. You know, you're going to burn more fuel those first few moments just getting away from the gravitational pull of habits than any other time in your journey. So please, if you've started something, whether with me or with anybody else, if you started a new diet, if you started a new routine, if you started a new discipline, wherever, whatever it is, hear me now or feel me later, as my coach used to tell me. You got to stay committed. And one of the ways that you stay committed is learning these five steps. These five steps I want to give you will help you, no matter what obstacles come your way, stay committed to the process and literally give you what you want. These five steps that I'm going to share with you, I took from a training that Tony Robbins does in Unleashing the Greatness. Let me look over here and see. Hold one second. I want to make sure I get that right. It's Awaken the Giant. Yeah, Awaken the Giant Within You. You can get a free copy of the audio version of that going by TerryWilson3.com/freebook. TerryWilson3.com/freebook. You can. That's something we've got set up with Audibles. They give you a 30-day trial with their service. And, you know, whether you stick with it or not, you get your audiobook for free, that first audiobook. So you can get a copy of this for free at TerryWilson3.com/freebook. But one of the things that he talks about in that, and it's just a five-step formula of really being able to achieve anything you set your mind to. And see, that's really a concept that you and I have to warm up to first and foremost before we can ever get launched. You really can have anything in life you want if you'll stay committed and you'll stay focused on what your end results are. And so let's get into this. Step number one. Step number one literally is focus. Focus on what? He gives an analogy, and I used it in my message yesterday, and because I think it's great. When they're training airline fighter pilots out at Top Gun in San Diego back in 20, 30 years ago, one of the things they would do is take them out on an obstacle course. And the first thing they do is they would say, you've got to maintain a speed of 70 to 80 miles an hour in this car. And there's going to be obstacles that pop up in front of you in this straightaway. They're driving straight. The only way to go, and because of the way they've got the obstacle set, the course set up, is you got to turn right. But to the right, there every 28 feet are these power poles, light poles, really. And so the first time they tell them to go through this obstacle, they say, now keep your eyes focused on those poles so that you can miss them when you turn right. Make sure you're always aware of the poles. Make sure you're aware of where they're at so that when an obstacle pops up, you need to fix your eyes on the pole to your right and then so you can turn, swerve, and miss the pole. Well, what would inevitably happen in just about all of the cases, I think they said 70-some-odd%, is the pilots would graze, blanch, or even and sometimes hit the pole. And they were set up, thankfully, in a way that it wouldn't hurt the pilots. But then they had them do the exact same thing again, except this time I said, don't focus on the poles, but focus on the space in between the poles so that you can miss them. And something very amazing happened. They never hit the poles again because they focused on the opportunity and not the obstacles. Hey, this is Terry. Just give a little pause for the calls here and thank our sponsors. You've heard me say it many times. Earners are learners. Leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you have to grow the next level. And the way you do that is surrounding yourself with great content. And we give you really good content, free content from some of your favorite authors and writers, such as Tony Robbins, Gary Vaynerchuk, John Maxwell, you name it. They're over at terrywilson3.com/training. We have free audiobooks from Audibles. I've got training that I have done myself, and we have some training that's going to cost you as well, but we've got a lot of free stuff over there. So go to terrywilson3.com/training and get you some great resources to take your business, your money, your life to the next level.
Yes, Terry, this is Debbie Smart calling. I wanted to thank you for all your help since I became a franchise with your system. I have made two sales in a little over a week, and I've got like 2 to 3 people pending right now. So it's very, very exciting. I've never sold anything in my life. I worked with people, but never sold anything in my life. You have spent so much time helping me, been so patient with me. It's unbelievable. Thank you very, very much.
And now, back to our show with Terry Wilson.
Thanks, Chris. So step number one was focus. But notice how when they were training these fighter pilots, the first batch, they said, focus on the problem. And inevitably, they'd run into the problem. And then the next batch, they said, don't focus on the problems, but focus on the space that is in the entrepreneurial world, the opportunities between the obstacles, and drive toward that. And they never hit the poles, the things that were set up to the right. So the takeaway there is you and I, sometimes in business and in life and in everything we do, we get so overwhelmed with the problems and the obstacles and the reasons and the rationale why things shouldn't work out or why there's a problem here or how many clients have said no or how many clients have put off or, this or that, rather than focusing on the yeses, focusing on the clients you want to do business with, focusing on the good things in life, focusing on what's going right. I really believe in this thing called the law of attraction. I really believe that you can attract the right things in your life by aligning with positive, proper thinking. Just think it's amazing when you start thinking about the opportunities and the good things in life, how that just attracts other people that carry that same mentality and attracts those things in your life. I know it sounds hocus pocus. I know it sounds, you know, just, you know, high pie in the sky philosophical stuff. But I'm telling you, I've been an entrepreneur for over 20 some odd years now. And I'm telling you, it works in life, in business, in family, in faith, in everything you put your hand to. I'm telling you, if you'll focus on the good stuff will find its way. You become a magnet for it. So focus on the opportunities, not the problems. Step number two, you need to have a why. Why are you doing what you're doing? If you have made a commitment to yourself to start a new business, to start a new diet, to start a new program, to start a new education, to start whatever it is that you were trying to get out of because you felt stuck in life, and you made a conscious effort, okay, as far as me and my house, we will no longer live like this. We're going to do this. I'm making this decision for me. And you make that decision. Let me tell you, when the obstacles do come and they pop up at you, if you don't have a strong enough why, you will, if not at first, you will eventually quit when it gets hard. In your mind right now, you have got to discover, why am I wanting to do this? And let me explain something for you entrepreneurs out there. If it's for money alone, the worst thing that could happen to you is you become successful, get the money, and then figure out money by itself is empty. You've got to have a why that's just greater than, well, I want to make a lot of money. Nothing wrong with making a lot of money. But why do you want to make a lot of money? Because I want a better life for my family. I want a better life for my children. I want to be able to give back in the community. I want to make a difference in this area, in this area. And the only way I can do that is because money will afford me the opportunities. When you have those type of whys that really connect to your purpose of being here in this old world, I'm telling you, come hell or high water, you will not give up. Obstacles then become almost like a game. It becomes a challenge in this game of life and business. And you will not mind staying up 72 hours straight if it takes to solve a problem to make it happen. You got to have a why. Number three, you have to take massive action. Massive action. I'm telling you, if you're doing the same old thing that you always have done, you will only get what you've always had. If what you were doing in the past worked, then you wouldn't be here today saying, I want to do better. I want more. I deserve more. I'm discovering how to get more. You see, I'm amazed at these guys that come on sometimes and they come to my webinars and they come to my seminars and they onboard in this. And then they want to start telling me how online marketing should be done, entrepreneurial should be done. Not that I'm not teachable, not that I'm not coachable, not that I know everything. Please understand. But I'm talking about the ones that have an attitude that can't be coached, can't be told anything because been there, done that, got the t-shirt. And then I asked them the question, then why did you spend the money to come to this webinar? Why did you spend the money to come to the seminar? Why did you buy this training if you already know everything? You see, there's this attitude that if we don't get out of, we get stuck on what I call stupid. You've heard me say it many times in the past, where we can't be taught anything. Listen, I don't care what level you're at. You can always learn more. I put that on myself. No matter what level you're at, there's always more to learn. So take massive action and don't assume that you don't need to do things differently if you find a better way. Number four, wise counsel. Step number four in taking action in five steps to get what you want in life is have wise counsel around you. People that you don't mind telling you no. People that can tell you, hey, you're doing this wrong. That will get up in your grill and make it happen and you will listen to. And five, and finally, the last step is you need to understand when to celebrate and when to calibrate. Always learn when to celebrate and when to calibrate. If you've had successes, you're seeing you're going further in your business, you're accomplishing the things that you're putting your hands to is working, then you celebrate. You need that. You need that affirmation. But be humble enough, be courageous enough that if you need to calibrate, if you need to change something, if something needs to be adjusted, then you're not going to hold on to it and you're going to calibrate. This is Terry. 90 degrees and freezing out here
on my own. I can't shake this feeling. Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.